The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Broadcasting live from the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, in the heart of the great American Southwest, it's Erskine Overnight. Now, here's Erskine.
With all the negative news that we report on, that we talk about every week, I want to do something positive. And there's no one more positive than Kristen Kaufman. She founded Alignment Incorporated. Like a chiropractor puts you into alignment, she can put you into mental alignment. In 2007, she set out to assist individuals, teams, and leaders to increase overall levels of contribution, bottom line effectiveness, and personal fulfillment. Her books include Is This Seat Taken? Random Encounters That Change Your Life, and Is This Seat Taken? It's Never Too Late to Find the Right Seat. Well, these books can serve to empower, assist you in every aspect of your life, every aspect. Written by this lady who was a corporate leader at Hewlett Packard, Vice President of Vignette Corporation, Vice President of United Healthcare. Tonight, alignment, women's choices, branding, networking, necessity of taking actions, and much, much more with Kristen Kaufman and her website, Kristen Kaufman, KristenKaufman.com. Kristen, welcome to Erskine Overnight.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
We are going to have some fun tonight because we're going to talk about some positive things. And Is This Seat Taken? Why the title? Because when you sit next to somebody, people don't talk to each other. You go to lunch with somebody, and what are they doing? They're texting the whole time. I say, put the damn thing up and talk to me. You know, I mean, it just reaches that point. People aren't talking anymore. They aren't dealing anymore. They're playing games on computers. I know you worked with Hewlett Packard, but I'm really tired of computers. I'm really tired of people living on their smartphones. Talk to people. Understand, because it's about people. What, are they having sex virtually too now? I mean, this has just gotten absolute insanity. And in your first book, you talk about chance encounters with strangers. Be awake. Pay attention. A stranger is nothing but a friend you haven't met yet. You're not going to make... How many friends you got on Facebook? Who cares? They're not your friends. How many friends do people have? You know, friends are people who will do anything for you. Friends are people you can turn to. We don't have that today. We're losing interpersonal relationships, aren't we?
We are. We are. And I'm just... I love how you're putting so much energy into this. It's great.
Well, I care about people. You care about people. It's about people. It's about humanity. People do all these pledges. We need to do so-and-so. Black Lives Matter. Blah, 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 blah. No, individuals matter.
Absolutely.
Now, you've sat down and you've carried our conversation, and you may be next to Mr. Grumpy Grump or Mrs. Grumpy Grump, and you may sit next to them, and before you're finished, they're spilling their whole life story, and sometimes it's interesting, sometimes you can care less, but at least you're learning something. My father used to say you can learn something from even the dullest person. Well, I found a few I couldn't, but most people you can learn something from,
absolutely,
can't you?
Well, that's right. I mean, the first book in the series, the Is This Seat Taken? The Random Encounters That Change Your Life, that's exactly why I wrote it. Because when I was a global road warrior and I would sit next to these people, and sometimes to your point, frankly, I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to go into first class and order a glass of red wine and bury myself into a lame magazine like People. But I would, regardless, would meet somebody and they would affect me in an unexpected way. And that was the reason why I wrote that first book.
You get new ideas. You learn about new things. And everybody has a story to tell.
Oh,
sometimes they're not worth it. Yeah, I've heard everybody has a book to write, and I wish some of them wouldn't have. But the fact that you're not in that category. You're not in that category.
Oh, good.
But the fact is, everybody has a story to tell.
They do. Absolutely. And, you know, that first book, the stories that I wrote about were as random, frankly, as the title implies. I mean, everyone from a woman in East Germany that I met when I went, when Checkpoint Charlie was actually still intact, that tells you how old I am, to a little girl in Nepal, to a bartender in LaGuardia Airport, you know, at the Admiral's Club.
Tell about the bartender. Tell about the bartender. Because bartenders hear stories from everybody. You're hearing a story from a bartender, which is even cooler.
Yes, well, the name of that story is Mr. Fancy Pants, and I'm sure your listeners are probably rolling their eyes and giggling because everyone knows what I'm talking about when I call someone a Mr. Fancy Pants.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, it's really sad when you go to the LaGuardia Admirals Club and the bartender knows your name because I was there every Friday, and he knew what I ordered, so it was, do you want the regular Miss Kaufman? And, of course, the answer was yes. So that particular day, Mr. Fancy Pants comes waltzing into the Admiral's Club, you know, with his Vulcan headset, talking loudly into his little, you know, cell phone receiver, with his, you know, wanting everyone to hear him, right?
Right,
he's
right.
His Zegna suit and his Hermes tie, and he's pretty hot stuff. And he sits down, and he slams his Vulcan headset on the bar and says to the bartender, Knob Creek, double, water back. And, of course, he's got everyone's attention, including mine. So we're all just glued to this, you know, this stuffed shirt. And he proceeds to say to the bartender, I wish someone would love me if I lived in a tent. And the bartender looked at him and said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I was just on the phone with my wife, and I have given her, you know, multiple houses. We have, you know, more money than we have since, and yada, yada, yada. And he said, and all she wants is more. And I wish that she would love me if I lived in a tent. And the bartender looked at Mr. Fancy Pants and said, without ever missing a beat, would you love you if you lived in a tent? And, of course, all of us at the bar are just going, oh, this guy is really going there, right?
Nailed it. Nailed him. Right.
And Mr. Fancy Pants then, of course, looks at the bartender and says, well, I don't know why I ask you. All you are is a bartender in a airline club. You know, what do you know?
Right.
And, of course, we're all just, you know, breathless. And the bartender, again, without ever missing a beat, looked at him and said, well, you know, I would love me if I lived in a tent because I love my life. I love what I do. I get to meet people like you every day. Of course, I'm just choking that laughter, right? But he really meant it because this bartender, you know what I'm talking about. They do love what they do. They are fulfilled by the service that they offer these travelers. And that story stuck with me because Mr. Fancy Pants was completely humbled by that exchange. Whether or not he kept it, you know, relevant when he left, I don't know. But I certainly made it a story in my book, and I've shared it with tens of thousands of people, and everyone resonates with that story because they've been on the receiving end of a bartender like that, and they've also been on the receiving end of a Mr. Fancy Pants.
Well, one of the keys to that is you've had a lot of people who come up and say, I need somebody to love me. Well, you better love yourself first. Do you have anything
Absolutely.
To love? If you don't like yourself, then why should anybody else like you? You got to like yourself first before you can love anybody or anybody can love you. That's the key
right.
to it.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And your key on that is you need to be in tune with yourself.
Well, you know, my definition of alignment, you know, the name of my company is when you love what you do, you're good at it, but most importantly, it's tied to something much greater than yourself. And if it's tied to something greater than yourself, and that could be a cause, that could be something you're passionate about, it could be being in service to a weary traveler like this bartender, then you have ever-present fuel. You know, you have ever-present energy. If it's not tied to something greater than yourself, odds are you're going to get burned out, right? So that's my definition of alignment, and it served me well, and it certainly has served my clients well.
Even doing this little radio show I do, I have to keep in mind that you don't know who it may be affecting, and you have a great responsibility. But every time you go out and you sit next to somebody or you talk with somebody, you don't know how you could have an impact on their life. Is it going to be positive or is it going to be a negative? Align yourself with the positive. We'll be right back with Kristen Kaufman.
We'll be launching those missiles in about 2 minutes, so
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Here at the retirement home, we always listen to Erskine Overnight. It's all we got to listen to.
Kristen Kaufman articles, her blogs are absolutely terrific. Her books are absolutely fabulous. And she reminds me of somewhat of my friend Willie Jolly, who every time I listen to his music and to his empowerment, Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, probably the worst titled book ever, but it's absolutely tremendous. And his music just uplifts you, and makes you feel like, yeah, I can go out and do it. This is what we need more of. And you talk about creating your own life, how to respond to conditions. It's up to us. Align and focus energy. You choose how to spend your time. People say they don't have enough time. You want to give the job to the person who's the busiest because they know how to allot their time. You have enough time. Are you going to sit there and play games on your computer? You going to watch reruns for the fifth time of Castle? Or you? Oh, look, it's Rizzoli and Niles. Do you really care about Rizzoli? Oh, look, we're in the fifth inning of the game. Yeah, right. Or let's go play some golf. I've only got 6 hours to do that. Or are you going to do something else that could perhaps be more productive? We've got the time. We choose not to use it in the most productive ways. Isn't that correct?
Well, it is. You know, it's funny. My dad always taught my sister and I, you know, we are only in control of three things in our life. And we call them our ABCs. We control our attitude. We control our beliefs, and we control our choices. Unfortunately, we don't control anybody else's. So, you know, it's how we respond to what the hand that we've been dealt. And sometimes it can be a fabulous hand with a royal flush, and sometimes it can be a pair of deuces, you know. But it's how we play it. You know, it's just a game of poker, right? It's how we play
it. You can win with deuces, baby. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I've done it.
Absolutely. Yes, I have, too.
Choose how to react to those who question our choices. I love it when people say you can't do that, because that just sort of stiffens me up. But every time I hear too many can'ts, I feel better about it. I don't know what it is, because you know, you've got people who, I always figure that a turtle never got ahead till he stuck his neck out. And that's too many people are afraid to stick their necks out. You've got to stick your neck out to become successful.
Well, yeah, you don't have anything to lose except the opportunity, you know, and that was the reason why I wrote the second book, is because, you know, I'm 53 and I run into people all the time over a certain age who think that their ship is never going to come in, and that, oh my gosh, they look to the right, they look to the left, and people have done quote unquote better than they. Cause they
How old was Colonel Sanders when he started the business? Come on.
Absolutely. Well, and the second book is chock full of famous people like Carlin Sanders, like Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, and then other people that you won't have heard of. That, you know, Jacqueline Qualls, who is one of my own personal mentors, literally at 62 was a widow and was laid off from her job, did not have enough to retire the way she wanted to, went out and literally went to this random direct sales meeting with the company that I'm actually involved with as well now. And now, literally less than 5 years later, she is bringing in well over $1.5 million a year. 5 years later. You know, it is never too late to create the life that you want.
Let me ask you a question, Kristen. To you, what's success?
Oh, it's having a purpose and finding fulfillment in that purpose. You know, again, it's the alignment definition. Loving what you do, being good at it, but having it tied to something greater than yourself. And when it's tied to a purpose that is what I would call divine purpose, you know, something that will live on after you're gone, it just doesn't get much better than that. Success is not only measured by the financial metric. And
No. A lot of times it really isn't.
It isn't, suffice it to say that we're on the earth plane, so we do have to have, creature comforts and financial security, but that is not the only metric. And, you know, if people that read the second book get nothing from it but that, then I will feel like it's been a success.
Find your purpose and go for it. Now, to me, success is getting what you want, but happiness is wanting what you get.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Yes.
But we're talking about the same thing, basically. We're just expressing it a little bit different. Now, the other thing, number three, align and focus your energy. Choose how to react to those who question our choices. And three, don't get mad at them. Just take and listen to them. And don't listen to all the naysayers, because there's constructive criticism and there's destructive criticism. Destructive from those who can't do it themselves.
Well, you know, I believe that, you know, we're in Earth school, you know, just to be a bit philosophical here, but I do believe that we're in Earth school, and I believe that every single person that crosses our path is crossing our path to teach us something. And sometimes it can be a beautiful thing, and sometimes it can be a painful thing, but they're all lessons, right? Because it's Earth school. And, you know, I always like to close out a keynote that I like to deliver, and it ends like this. You know, we are here to teach each other, we are here to learn from each other, and we are here to serve. And it's all tied together with that wonderful glue called love. And that, if we just keep that as our mantra, all the icky bits that, you know, we're and they are
all those icky bits, right?
You know, and we're going to have them.
They'll clog you up. Those icky bits will clog you up. Just don't concentrate on them because they'll clog you up.
Just ask yourself what you can learn from the icky bit, because I can promise you, if you had something like that happen, and believe me, I've had my fair share of that kind of stuff happen, it is most certainly to teach me something. You know, to teach me what I should be grateful for, to teach me a lesson that I hadn't learned yet. You know, what we resist will persist, you know. So we're going to keep, the pony's going to keep coming around until we learn.
Now, you don't know what you look like. You've never seen your face. You've seen reflections, but you've never seen your face. You don't know what you look like. It's how you reflect off of others that you get to know yourself.
Oh, that's beautiful, too. You're a poet.
So if you... No, I just study. That's just old Southern philosophy. Now, choose how we spend our resources. We write our own stories, you say. You're writing your own story every single day, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, again, and I coach and lead people for a living now, and I get so inspired and frustrated at the same time when people don't believe that they truly have the ability to write their own story. And what they don't realize, it's sort of like this whole concept of brand, having your own personal brand. And when
right.
I ask people the question, do you have a brand? And people will say, no, I don't have a brand. I said, yes, you do. Trust me, everybody has a brand, whether you realize it or not. So do you want to create your own brand, or do you want someone to write write your own brand? So, you know, I'm a believer that I want to write my own story. I don't want somebody else writing my story. I want to tell the story I want to tell. Right?
You talk about branding. Nobody's branded themselves any better than Donald Trump. He's branded himself. Whether you like him or not, he has
Absolutely.
Branded himself. And you can
yep.
look at that and use that as an example of branding. You won't want to do it the same way. I wouldn't do it the same way. But he has branded to where Trump has become a brand name. Obama's branded himself. All the people have different brands on themselves. This is what they want to project out to others. This is their brand. You did that with Hewlett Packard. You did that with Vignette. You're doing that with Alignment Incorporated. You're branding yourself. You're branding your company, and you're part of the organization that you're branding. This is so important to know about branding. Branding, networking, and necessity of taking action. More when we return with Kristen Kaufman.
Erskine's gone to see a man about a mule.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So why don't you just kick back and let's listen to Erskine Overnight while I puff on my favorite stogie. Hey now, I wouldn't lie to you.
We've got so much stress in this life. The economy's falling apart. Kids need this. I don't have enough money. This, this, and this. We've got this problem, that problem, the other problem. Well, you have to put it into things you can do something about and things you can't. That's one of the first things you have to do. But you have awesome life, life free of stress, what you can do. Now, one of the things that you can do is, like I say, put it into categories, those that you can affect and those you can't. But there are ways to de-stress yourself. Number one, you say, get out in nature. I mean, look at God's creation. Look out in nature and see that, you know, the trees are still growing. The grass is still growing. Yeah, okay, you can put it the other way. It's got to be cut and trees need to be trimmed. But forget all that. Go out and look at it and enjoy nature. Because when you look at that, you know that some things are all right with the world. The world's still going on. And that's a major plus, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, some of the most beautiful aspects of the life that we're living are right in front of us. And we in our instant gratification society and more is more society, we forget that the moon and the sun are present every single day. And as silly and as, you know, basic as that sounds, frankly, when I want to get back in touch, I'll take my little rescue dog Lulu on a walk. We'll look up at the moon, and I'm telling you, all is right with the world. All the other stuff is just stuff.
When you look at it, the sun and moon were here before we got here, and they're going to be here after we're gone from here, from this earth plane. So enjoy it. Enjoy what's here. One of the reasons we're put here is to have some fun.
I agree. I agree completely.
You also, number two, go to lunch at least once a week. Go to lunch at least once a week. And if they're texting during lunch, tell them to put the damn thing up because you're there to talk with whoever you're with. Have a relaxing lunch. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Go to lunch somewhere where you sit down, not where you're grabbing a meal in the car, not where you're having to have the lunch at your desk. Get away from it and go to lunch. And don't talk about business. Just go to lunch and have a good lunch.
That's right. That is exactly right. I mean, I can't tell you the years that I had lunch at my desk, you know, being the workaholic that I was, you know. And I'm not talking about the Never Eat Alone book, you know, where, you know,
right.
Never Eat Alone and network. I think it's important to obviously keep your network alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about having a fully pleasurable lunch once a week where you're going just to enjoy the other person's company and to enjoy the morsels of food you're putting in your mouth and even have a glass of wine, for goodness sake. You know, just enjoy it, you know.
Absolutely. Now, the third one I really like, put the phone down, turn off the car radio, and I'll also go one further. Sometimes it's fun just to go for a ride. It doesn't even matter where you're going. Go for a ride and let the ideas flow. I learn more when I'm just driving. A lot of times that's very relaxing to me, and I get a lot of ideas that come without the radio, without having the phone. Forget all that. Just go for a ride. Like I'm going to Vegas, it's like a four-hour drive. I won't turn the radio on. I just think while I'm driving. I look at
me
nature.
Too.
You look at nature. nature. You look at the scenery. You look at the road. You look at crazy drivers. But even that doesn't bother you that much.
No.
And you stop off at some unusual places. It's great.
I mean, when I drive from Dallas to Hot Springs, Arkansas, which is my hometown, that drive is beautiful. But I don't ever turn on the radio anymore. I literally just kind of zone. And to your point, I mean, I get some of my most brilliant ideas when I'm on I-30, you know?
Don't you? Don't you? And then, of course, driving from here to Vegas, you know, I saw a diaper one time on the side. It's not exactly, there's some scenic parts, but it's, you know, it's kind of a dull drive. But that's even better because you get a chance to think about what's really important. Now, number four is play games, et cetera. Now, you're like me. I enjoy playing poker, but I like to play poker with people. I like to do tells. I like to do reads. Did you ever play? I was playing one night. I played till about 6 o'clock in the morning. We started at 10, and I played till 6 in the morning. I didn't know if I was up or down. I ended up being up. That was a good thing. But played till 6 in the morning, and they brought the donuts out. I thought it was time to go to bed. It was so much fun because we all got to know each other.
Well, we have a game night at my house, you know, fairly often, and we play everything from spades to Tripoli to Monopoly, you know, and those are my most fun nights. I mean, certainly with the bar, the quote-unquote bar is open, and we're having a great time, but it's just we're giggling and we're laughing, and it's so benign. You know, it doesn't take a lot of brain power to play these sorts of games, you know.
We ended up playing a poker tournament at my house, did that a number of times. We had 30 people there. We just had a ball. Halfway through, we ordered pizza.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
It was great. Great fun, but we did that, used to do that quite a bit, but it's absolutely terrific fun. It really is, and the thing about it is, you get to know people. That's what's so great.
Oh, yeah.
Now, number five is one that a lot of people are going to disagree with you, and I agree with you. Minimize multitasking. It ain't good for your brain.
Well, you know, we've gotten really good at it, especially, you know, the women listeners. You know, there's a baby on a hip and there's a phone in an ear and you're typing out an email and you're toasting and making coffee.
You don't do any of them well. You don't do any of them well. You just get it all done, but not well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. I understand it. My goodness, I've built a career multitasking. But since I've become more aligned and more centered and trying to stay focused on the present moment, as zen as that sounds, I'll tell you, I am more effective. I am more productive. My quality of work is better. And I'm enjoying it more.
Next one is stand up at least once an hour.
Yes.
Don't be chained to your desk.
No. You know, the idea of a stand-up desk, I've never done that. The stand-up desk, I know they're very popular now, but I'm not sure if I would enjoy that. I actually do like sitting down to type. But,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I do get up at least once an hour, and I, you know, since I have a dog, that helps too because the doggy almost always wants to go out. So that helps me. It's kind of like my catalyst.
Number seven, bring the outdoors to your office. Bring some plants in. You said your office looks almost like a jungle.
Well, you know, feng shui your office. You know, I love running water in an office. I love, you know, having a little fountain in an office, having big green leafy plants. My office looks like an atrium anyway because I've got huge windows that look out among the trees. Love it, you know?
Now, I added number eight to my list on there.
Okay.
Get a dog. Now, I've got a rescue dog. I've got a rescue standard poodle. He's a 75-pound rescue standard poodle. And I'll tell you, I don't know what I'd do without it. Because the thing is, no matter how bad your day is, you come home, and they're your friend.
They're unconditional. I mean, Lulu was that story will probably make my third book because the way I got Lulu was just such divine providence. But her original name was Gretchen, which is my sister's name. So that was like a beacon. You know, I need to have this dog. But I renamed her Lulu. She's a little white schnauzer. And she is the sweetest little angel. Just precious. And to your point, you can't be unhappy when you have a dog in your life because...
No. No, look at the eyes. Look at their eyes. I mean, you can't be. The way I got Spunky, his original name was Spirit. He had been beaten. He weighed 24 pounds.
Oh.
And the guy brought him over on a boat in Vancouver to Vancouver Island and said, hey, here's the dog. I've got to go check on something. And then next thing I knew, the guy took off on a boat. He was gone, just left the dog. and he could barely stand up. It took 6 months, and I changed his name from Spirit to Spunky because he crouched every time he called him Spirit. Best dog I've ever had. More when we return. KristenKaufman.com.
And don't go postal.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now that you don't have to kick dick around anymore, you're probably like all the rest. You listen to Erskine Overnight, don't you?
Now I'm going to ask Kristen something that you may or may not want to talk about. You worked at Hewitt Packard. Did you work with Carly Fiorina?
I did.
Comments?
I absolutely did. In fact, I saw her a couple of months ago when she was in Dallas.
And comments on her?
Oh, I think she's whip smart. She is fearless. She has a very strategic mind, and she is not afraid to make hard calls.
I like her.
I'll tell you, she's refreshing. You know, that first debate, the B team debate. There is no question that she owned that debate, and she did so with such a gentility and a ladylike manner, and yet you could tell she was. Steel Magnolia.
Absolutely. Now, I have a feeling that she, I'll tell you, people are not looking for the same. They're looking for something different. They're looking for people who are not politicians. They want somebody who will be a person who will do something different. We're tired of politics as usual in this country.
Yes.
So you've got Fiorino, you've got Ben Carson, you've got Donald Trump, three of the top leaders, and you've got, and none of them are politicians. None of them have been in office before. To me, that's a plus.
Well, it would be very refreshing. It would be very refreshing.
So, tell me, is now, a lot of people are afraid to start a business now because, oh, the economy's so bad, this and that and the other so bad. There's never a good time to start a business, but likewise, there's never a bad time. But the only way to really make some money, the only way to really get ahead, be your own person, is to start your own business, really, isn't it?
Well, I'm a huge believer in entrepreneurship, you know, for many reasons. My father was an entrepreneur. I'm a big believer in entrepreneurship, and I do think that it does enable you to have financial and time freedom. You know, you are your own master. And, you know, I started my business in probably the single worst economic time in our generation. It was in 2007 and 8. And, you know, oh, my Lord, you know, I did great. I've never not been profitable. And so I figured, wow, if I can do it in that, when the economic condition was plummeting at that time, then I can do it anytime. And, of course, now with this incredible growth of the direct marketing and, you know, direct sales businesses that are everywhere, my goodness, why would you not want to do that? I mean, that's the future of our economy, in my opinion.
And the internet has opened up so much for so many.
Absolutely. Everything's being driven by social media and digital commerce. So
it doesn't matter about your sex. It doesn't matter about your race. It doesn't matter about your religion. If you've got something better to offer on the internet, you can make money.
Absolutely, and there's no brick-and-mortar overhead, right? Your overhead is relatively small in today's
world. No glass ceiling on the internet, nothing.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What I would ask is, what are people waiting for? What's holding people back? The thing is, you've got to take a first step. A lot of people are afraid to take the first step. They may read the book, they may hear this, but they've got to take the first step. How do you motivate somebody to take the first step? What does it take, a catastrophe?
Well, you know, I ask two questions. You know, you asked one of them just a minute ago, what is holding you back? And it almost always is fear of something. They're scared of something. And then my next question is, well, how badly do you want what you want? If you want something badly enough, then you will take the jump, right? If you don't want it that badly and you're comfortable with status quo, then all the king's horses and all the king's men is not going to get you to move forward.
But the excuses people put up, you've heard all the excuses, Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
And when you hear these excuses, really, they're just excuses for inaction. People are just afraid of failure. I mean, afraid of failure. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. Everybody fails. After all, Sam Walton went bankrupt, what, 3-4 times before he hit with Walmart?
Well, yes. In my second book, if you read those 15 stories, there is not a single one, not a single one that did not fail at least one big failure. I'm not talking about baby skinned knees. I'm talking about head-on collisions. You know, head-on collisions. Every one of them did. Ray Kroc, Harlan Sanders, Bill Wilson, who founded Alcoholics Anonymous. My goodness, his life was just in shambles when, you know, random encounter. They all had that in common, too. Every single person in that book was led to their final destination or contribution through a random encounter that they probably would never have even been awake to had they not been destitute when they had the random encounter.
I think the best story I heard was the one about John Newton, who wrote the song Amazing Grace. He was a pirate, he was a scoundrel, he was this, that, and the other, and he said, Lord, if you straighten out the ship, I'll be a different person. And all of a sudden, straightened down, he became a totally different person. You don't know what really it takes to motivate somebody, but if you're really happy with where you are, more power to you. But most people aren't. They want more.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with wanting more.
They want more of something. You know, more is an individual definition, right? More money,
right.
More time, more freedom, more purpose, more fulfillment, more love, more joy. You know, you name it. And the question that I always ask is, then how badly do you want that? Because if you want it badly enough, we'll navigate a way to get there.
Absolutely. I've always figured that God provided the birds with everything they needed to live. They got all the berries they want, all the worms they wish, everything. But they got to get out of that tree to get it.
Yeah.
They can't just sit up there and wait for mama to bring it to them for the rest of their days. They have to get out of the tree. That's what we have to make, is our baby birds get out of the tree. Otherwise, they're going to be dependent on others. You don't want to do that. More when we return with Kristen Kaufman. The books, Is This Seat Taken? And Is This Seat Taken? Book 2, It's Never Too Late to Find the Right Seat.
Now don't go getting your pantyhose in a bunch.
It's not news that people's health is declining each year. With fast food, junk food, GMOs, artificial flavoring, and more, it's obvious why our health is deteriorating. We're not supplying our body with the nutrients it needs as we should. What if I told you about a supplement that can improve your overall health simply by taking one teaspoon with each meal daily? And it's not a new concept. Would you take it? Dr. Reg McDaniel presents New Eden, a new formulation for nutritional support. This mixture of micronutrients returns to the modern diet vital nutrients once found in the family garden and orchard in a more agrarian society. Simply put, New Eden is a modern application of ancient nutritional traditions and knowledge of nature. The new generation global dietary supplement New Eden is now on sale. Go to wellnessquest.org or call 888-923-2664. 888-923-2664 or wellnessquest.org today for your tub of New Eden. 888-923-2664.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Here at the retirement home, we always listen to Erskine Overnight. It's all we got to listen to.
I'll read a little part of something that I wrote. In a sense, I thought pearls meant wisdom. In a sense, they do. The oyster recognizes the irritation of the sand, turns it into something beautiful, coats it on all sides with its own substance so it can live in harmony with it, makes the irritation its own. Unlike oysters, we build up walls of defense. We deny the pain rather than using our understanding to renew our acceptance of self to make ourselves renewed and beautiful again. We keep the pain alien, but since it's real, we aren't able to get rid of it. We stay stuck in place growing moss, and moving stone gathers no moss. I'm starting to wish you were still a frog, but I really don't get what you're saying. Your body's made up of minerals. I guess you're right. Well, don't you see? Those are rocks. And we carry around a lot of rocks with us, Christian. We really do. You really have to clear out the rocks in order to go on and live happily ever after. That's one of the keys, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, and as you said, and in fact, in my first book, I use a phrase, you know, everybody has their own sack of rocks. Everyone has a sack of rocks. It's how we carry it. Some of the most inspiring people I wrote about in that first book were people who had the most horrific life dealt to them. You know, multiple sclerosis, breast cancer, widow, wheelchair for life. And she was one of the single most influential people in my corporate career. Her name was Barbie Bienvenue, and I wrote about her. And, you know, she's no longer with us, and her life was just riddled with rocks, to use our term.
But she overcame it. She overcame it. She dealt with it.
And the way she carried those rocks.
We had the. I'm going to read your final part. We had the opportunity to do it better, to do it differently, or to do whatever we have always dreamed of doing the second time around. It's never too late to find the right seat. Simply a matter of believing in yourself and having the confidence to take action. Believing in yourself and having the confidence. That's the key, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is a key for sure. It is a key for sure. And if you're surrounding yourself with people that we talked about earlier that are naysayers, that are constantly trying to tell you all the reasons why it won't work, get the naysayers out of your life. Surround yourself with people who believe in you and that want you to be as fulfilled and as happy as you can be. Those are the people that you want to have in your life.
You're enjoying yourself now, aren't you?
Who, me? I love my life.
More than ever. You're really enjoying it now because you're doing your own thing and you're really enjoying it, aren't you?
Well,
I can tell.
I love my life, and I thank God every day for the opportunities that are being put in front of me and that I'm grabbing hold of.
And helping others at the same time. It's a wonderful life that you have, and these books can certainly help. Can help anybody. I love your books. They are absolutely outstanding. KristenKaufman.com. Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I've loved every minute of it.
And thank you for all you've been doing. And stay on just for a minute. America, thank you for listening. Sweet dreams. And go up to Kristen's website. It's got things that will help empower you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Erskine has left the building. So, until tomorrow night.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.